Hare Krishna. Just because the world is a place of misery doesn't mean we have to accept atrocity. Some people argue that Indian wisdom is very fatalistic. That because, say, the Bhagavad Gita says this world is a place of misery, so people passively accepted misery, atrocity, and anarchy. That's why, for example, whenever foreign invaders came to India and plundered India and committed atrocities in India, Indians, because of the belief that this world is a place of misery, they just endured it without trying to retaliate. Actually, first of all, this argument confuses social history with spiritual philosophy. Now, if we want to know what the teaching of the Gita is, we can't just take one verse out of the context. Yes, the Bhagavad Gita does say that Dukkha Leva Shashvatam. In 8.15, it says that this world is a place of misery. At the same time, say the Gita itself is spoken to inspire Arjuna to counter the atrocities that the Kauravas were committing against the virtuous Pandavas. So, the Gita's message to Arjuna was not that, Arjuna, this world is a place of misery, so the Kauravas are simply giving you your misery, just live with it. No. There is a principle of dharma, and that dharma was what Arjuna was expected to practice. So, we need to know that actually philosophy cannot be taken out of context. It has to be seen in the context or the purpose for which it was used. The purpose is that rather than having an unrealistic expectation that everything will be hunky-dory in life, that our life will never have any misery, that everything will be wonderful for us, we should give up that unrealistic expectation, because that will never be fulfilled. But that doesn't mean that we should just passively accept misery or worse still, atrocity. Now, everybody in life is meant to act according to the principles of dharma. And though there are especially the martial guardians of society who are meant to protect people from adharmic aggressors, and that's what Krishna tells Arjuna to do. So, it is unfortunate that, yes, many Indian rulers were overpowered by the aggressors, but Indian stoicism which was there, that was not something which was because of passivity, it was because of spirituality. And the same Indian tradition also led to many Indian heroes trying to fight against the aggressors also. So, the important thing is, there is social history in which specific causes and factors can be analyzed specifically. But as far as the spiritual philosophy is concerned, the Bhagavad Gita is not a call for passivity, and certainly not passivity against atrocity. It is a call for activity, for spiritual activism, and for material activism that is in harmony with the spiritual activism. That means we are all meant to move towards Krishna, and while moving towards Krishna, we are also meant to make contribution in this world so that others can also have the facility necessary for moving towards Krishna. So, the Bhagavad Gita's ultimate message is that by dharma we can transcend the misery of this world, both in this world and the next world. So, the Bhagavad Gita's message is not a message of fatalism and passivity. It is a message of spiritual activism for raising our own consciousness, and for social activism that helps in spiritual activism, that helps others by providing them the facilities by which they can also raise their consciousness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.